Hey, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric? With so many sizes available, you'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauchs Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at LauchsLandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
American dream, to his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Hey, there's a great new book that we want to tell you about called Be the Weight Behind the Spear. It's written by Colonel Josh Blackjack McConkie. He's also an emergency room doctor. And it kind of outlines the leadership the principles and beliefs of Dr. McConkie, with over 20 years of working in the trenches of America's emergency rooms and then 2 decades of decorated military service in the Air Force. Dr. McConkie combines lessons of leadership, great examples of how we can move America forward. And Dr. McConkie joins us here on the National Defense. Dr. McConkie, how are you?
Thank you very much. I'm doing very well.
Now, you are in North Carolina, right?
Yes, sir.
And are you currently running for office?
No, I ran in March the primary for North Carolina's 13th district. I was outspent by $12 million, and I was unsuccessful.
Outspent by $12 million. You know, it's amazing to me now. You have to have that kind of money to run for office, which is sad because it knocks out a lot of potentially great people in office, right?
Yeah, you know, it's I had a great race. I had a fantastic team. I think my message was very well received and got a lot of publicity. But unfortunately, my dad is a railroader, and he didn't have $12 million to drop in my lap. So the person that won the primary spent over $12 million.
That's incredible. We're talking to Dr. and Colonel Josh Blackjack McConkie. Blackjack has got to be was that your call?
Yeah, that's my call sign for my Army days. So I served in Iraq in 2007 for medevac and did some crazy stuff there, but I got to carry that over to the Air Force side when I transferred as a flight surgeon. So, yeah, Blackjack.
That's pretty good. Be the Weight Behind the Spear is the name of the book. Why did you write this book?
Well, there's 2 big reasons. So as a military commander, you know, I take care of, you know, men and women, the finest warfighting medics of the U.S. Air Force, but I have 100 men and women under my command. I've got a lot of 18 to 25-year-old individuals, and what you'll see is you just have a whole generation of Americans right now that, you know, I'm going to call it the COVID generation. So this generation had a whole 3-year span that was critical in their development where they didn't interact with human beings other than iPads. They were shut out of their schools. They were shut out of their churches. And these kids, I mean, really don't have good interpersonal skills. They lack a lot of leadership. And then I can pair that with what I see as an emergency physician. So as an emergency doctor, you know, every day this age group comes in with anxiety, with depression, and unfortunately a lot of suicide as well. And you just put the two together, and this generation is hurting. So I wrote this book to try as a call to action for Americans to engage their communities and this COVID generation. And we got to build these kids up. We need to instill those leadership skills and the coping skills and just basic fundamentals of interacting with other human beings that I've seen lacking over the past couple of years. So I'm trying to raise this generation up, but I need your help. You know, all of Americans got to step up on this.
Yeah, we're talking to Dr. Josh McConkey here on the National Defense. Yeah, and just to kind of underscore what you said, you know, as you get older, you have less and less interaction with young people on a daily basis. And I met a young lady the other day. We've got horses. And so she came out and she's studying to be a farrier. She's 16 years old. And I got to tell you, I was so impressed with this young lady. She had a clear vision of what she wanted to do. She had a Christian faith that she was unashamed to put out there. And she said all that led to at her high school was just complete ridicule. And it's so sad.
Yes.
When you can have somebody like that is just an outstanding person, and they get mocked for that, right?
Yeah, boy, I thought you were going to tell me a good story there, which, and that is a fantastic story, but
I think that's
an outlier for sure.
Yep, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, your experience, you have such a unique perspective, you know, from your military time and then as a doctor in the emergency room. I've got a son-in-law that's an anesthesiologist, and some of the stories, I mean, the things that you guys have to see on a daily basis is something that a lot of us can't even imagine. So tell us about your time in the emergency room. I mean, that has to be just a very stressful situation on a daily basis.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things where you just have to, well, my faith has been critical, you know, to see the things that I see, and I obviously pour my heart and soul into every patient that I see, and I try to save every single life, but just unfortunately that's not reality, and I see a lot of people die. And that's one of the things I had to do when I was early in my career as a student and as a resident, was like find how I was going to cope with that and
right,
how I was going
right.
to deal with that. If I didn't have a strong faith, boy, I tell you, I don't know if I could have really survived that mentally, just what I see every day. Well, I've seen people die about every way you can imagine. And there's some pretty sad stories there.
We're talking to Dr. Josh McConkey here in the National Defense, the new book, Be the Weight Behind the Spear. So what can we do? The people that need to step up, what kind of stepping up are you talking about here?
So the examples that I use, and I just kind of lean on myself as who has been the weight behind my spear and develop me into the person, the leader that I am. America's best resource is its people. And when you talk about teachers, coaches, volunteers, families, there's mentoring programs out there. Americans need to get engaged in that. Volunteer in your school or your church or go coach Little League. I coached like Little League baseball and soccer with my kids and their friends when they were growing up. That is what makes America special. That is our best resource. And that's the only way we're going to save these kids and this generation. People just need to get engaged in their community. That can mean something different to everyone, but that's how I've done it.
Yeah. And you know, I just went through a series of messages here over the past few weeks about how community is so important, not just for someone else, but for yourself, you know, volunteering, that kind of thing.
When you do something that's not just for you, when you're actually engaging that community and doing something to make the world around you a better place, it brings a lot more value to who you are and what you're about. And for a lot of business owners, I've really kind of, you know, put this out that you are going to have to deal with this generation one way or another.
When
these kids are looking for jobs and you're trying to teach these kids to show up on time and have some dedication and have some integrity and professionalism, you can do it the hard way and wait till they get to you, or you can do it the easy way and get involved now in the younger generation and teach them those skills. before they get to you and then become your problem. So it'll be your problem one way or another.
Yeah, and you know, from your military perspective too, that all adds a lot of credence to what you're talking about, because the training that goes into these, you know, 19, 20, 21 year old kids to get them to the point that they're ready for combat is kind of the same thing you're talking about here. I mean, you don't want to just throw somebody in combat and see how they do. I mean, you want to make sure that that they're ready to serve and to do a good job. And I know another thing, doctor, that you're very concerned about as a veteran and as an ER doc is the opioid crisis.
Yeah, that's one I've seen, unfortunately, from start to finish. So I started in medical school in 1999. And then when I graduated in 2003, that was really the start of where the Purdue Pharma and a lot of these pharmaceutical companies really started pushing hydrocodone, oxycodone, like the OxyContin that you heard of. And they got involved early on with the federal government in writing some of the pain management guidelines for JACO, which is the accrediting organization that does civilian and military hospitals as well. And really they created a monster for the most part. So I watched that from start to where it's at now, where just with fentanyl alone, we're killing almost 120,000 Americans a year. Wow. You know, a lot of that is illicit, but some of that is prescription drug. And then just with the oxycodone and hydrocodone over the last two decades, I mean, I can't even tell you how many times I've looked down at my watch, you know, and then had to call a time of death and walk into a room and talk with families. It rips your heart out every time. As a parent, I have three children, and when I have like these accidental overdoses with kids or teenagers or young adults, I walk into that room and you just watch the blood drain from everyone's face. Mm-hmm. Everyone's crying, me included. And I have to break that kind of news on a fairly regular basis. And it rips your heart out. And it's something that has to be addressed. That's one of the reasons why I was running for Congress, to try to get involved at a policy level, because you can only beat your head against a wall so often before you're like, somebody's got to do something. This is out of control now.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Step into softness with a carpet upgrade from The Home Depot. Our stylish choices and simple prices make selecting new carpet simple. With our total project price match guarantee and installation starting just 49 cents per square foot, nobody beats our prices. Enjoy our everyday low prices on carpet with the softness and durability to take on anything life throws its way. Refresh with new carpet today from The Home Depot. Base price for standard installations only. Exclusions apply. For licenses, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
and we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
D's behavior in the workplace is staggering.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
77% of Gen Z admitted to bringing a parent to a job interview, while 73% of parents helped them complete their work assignments. Should this be a sure way to get fired?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to Dr. Josh McConkie here on the National Defense. The book is Be the Weight Behind the Spear. And so that's the accidental overdose. But how about the suicide rate? And, you know, having to deliver that kind of news to a family, the veteran suicide rate is one thing, but the overall suicide rate, especially among young people, is astronomical.
It's becoming an increasing, there's a mental health crisis. I've seen military members. I worked at the VA hospital in Durham in North Carolina for 6 years. And then, as a civilian healthcare provider as well, there's just the lack of the coping skills. And that really goes into those things that we talked about earlier, where when I was a child, to bully someone, you had to walk up to them and punch them in the face.
Right, right.
Now you get on a telephone or an iPad and you can just make fun of someone incessantly and then get other people to jump on board and you can just literally destroy someone's life electronically. And, me personally, I don't quite understand that. I was a smaller kid, so I got picked on a little bit. So that's what I was used to. But apparently you can do that online now. And it's a very big deal for these kids. That's what they know. That's their life. And the social media, networks with Facebook and X and Twitter and everything. It's a big deal for these kids, and we need to learn how to adapt, as parents and teachers and mentors to help these kids develop some skills to be able to overcome that, and hopefully find better value in getting out and doing real things than just their online social presence,
Yeah, well, and at the same time, like you're talking about, when we were kids, you'd punch somebody in the nose or somebody punch you in the nose, you know who that person is. Now somebody gets on Facebook and destroys a life, and they remain totally anonymous sometimes. So, it's always the coward's way out, and people are just not being held responsible and accountable. Accountability. I'm sure that's a big part of your book.
Yeah, it is. I've got a whole chapter on that, just on the accountability and just some great stories from my childhood of just teachers that, we're empowered to do something. My wife is a teacher, my mom and aunt are teachers, and things, since I was in school, it's been close to 30 years now, but, I feel like they've taken that away from teachers now, the ability to empowering them to do something. So I made some poor decisions in a sixth grade classroom one time, and went to lunch right after that with a teacher. His name was Rocky Almond, just an amazing individual, but he acted like he didn't see it. And I went to lunch, and he walked downstairs, pulled me out of the classroom, you know, gave me a good ribbon, you know, instilled a little bit of fear, but then some good mentoring on, you know, if you're going to do something like that, why don't you do it to my face? Don't do it behind my back. Be a man about it. I don't think a teacher can get away with doing that now, which is very unfortunate.
I know.
That's what I think a lot of these kids really need, because they know that the teachers have no power. These kids are just out of control. Like, my mom and my wife will tell me stories that just blow my mind.
Oh, yeah.
That would never have flown when I was a kid growing up. I guess I grew up in a rural small town too, so everybody kind of knew you. And my parents gave them the green light to do whatever they needed to do to keep me in line.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, so I mean, everybody was your parent. You go out and everybody watched everybody's kids and made sure that you were okay, made sure you did the right things. And, it's a different world now. We're talking to Dr. Josh McConkie here on the National Defense. Be the Weight Behind the Spear is the name of the book. Did you win the lottery?
Yeah. So in February, it was February 1st, literally 1 month before my primary, I played Carolina Cash 5 Lottery.
Okay.
My son Gabriel was at gymnastics. And I fill up the car while I was at the gas station. I just saw how much the cash five lottery was, up to $1.4 million. I purchased an online ticket, because I usually get gas at the pump. I don't go inside.
Sure.
And that following Friday, I got a very strange email, like, log in, we need some tax information. And I immediately thought it was a scam, so I did not click on it. But I logged into my just the online account here in North Carolina. And it said, claim your prize. And it was $757,000.
Oh, and my gosh.
Yeah. I'm from rural Nebraska. My dad is a railroader. that type of money is just insane. So I actually split the pot with somebody. Otherwise, it would have been the whole $1.4
million. Wow.
And
wow,
it was the most surreal moment. We're having breakfast with the children. It's Friday morning, like 6 in the morning. My wife's got to get to school with the kids. And the kids never do what you tell them to do. Like, hey, finish your breakfast, brush your teeth, get your shoes on. And then I got that email and just jumped on my computer. And I brought my wife over with a very nervous, like, whoa, hey, Elsa, would you come here for a second? And looked at the screen in complete disbelief. And I still didn't believe it until I drove into Raleigh to the claim center. And then they hand you the big cartoon check and take pictures. And I'm like, hey, is this real? Like,
wow.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
So it was right in the middle of a congressional campaign, and there were 14 people in my primary, which,
there's
so much going on there. So, it really kind of catapulted me, just like in the media, getting me some face time and some name recognition. I really probably had some of the best qualifications of anybody in the race, but I didn't have the kind of money that you need for TV and things.
Right.
So it put us in a good position to get our message out there.
Well, congratulations. That's fantastic. Hey, I can't think of anybody more deserving, to be honest with you. But
thank you.
Thank you so much for your service. Thank you for this book, Be the Weight Behind the Spear, I guess available everywhere.
Yeah, Amazon, Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble. I'm pretty excited. It's gone well, and I think it's a really important message. So thank you very much.
So do I. Be the Weight Behind the Spear. Dr. McConkie, thank you so much for the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time. Happy Monday, everyone.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms. Mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Refresh your garden at Turtle Bay Garden Nursery's Fall Plant Sale on Saturday, October 4th. Save 20 to 30% on native and drought-tolerant plants, all propagated on-site and ready to thrive in our climate. Turtle Bay members get early access on Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with the sale open to the public from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive at the west entrance of the gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale, Saturday, October 4th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio. And as a young kid growing up in the booming metropolis of nearly 2,000 people in Heston, Kansas, people always ask, what did you listen to when you were growing up? Well, listen to what your parents listened to, which is mostly Neil Diamond and Barry Manilow. But when mom wasn't home, Bad Bad Leroy Brown would make its way into the Herron household. And Jim Croce, we are really lucky to be joined once again by A.J. Croce, who spoke to us about a year ago, and he's been out traveling around the country playing his music and playing his father's music, and we're excited to have you back, A.J. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Nate. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, your dad's music, obviously, you probably at least once a day have someone come up to you and tell you about what your dad's music meant to you. But what's great about your career and what you've done over the past, you know, 2-3 decades is that now you're playing your dad's music, and then people are getting to learn about AJ Croce. And Croce playing Croce isn't just about your dad. It's about your music, and you really I wasn't super aware of your catalog prior to you coming on the show the last time, and have listened to it a lot since. And this new album you've got is really stellar. That Heart of the Eternal, that's a great album.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. You know, it was really wonderful working with Shooter Jennings. We had a lot in common, as you could imagine. but, you know, I had had the great opportunity of working with his dad, playing piano and, in a session once. And, I met Shooter at that time, and it just was such a natural, easy, fun record to record. I'm really grateful I got to do it. And, you know, yeah, it took me 30 years before I was comfortable, even attempting to perform my father's, music mm-hmm. in my shows. I was 10 records into my career before I played any of his songs. So I think it was, needing an identity of my own. I think that there was just feeling, like there was no integrity in capitalizing on his name, that sure. I needed to make a name for myself, and certainly, had done that with, you know, through the, you know, being taken under the wings early in my career as a teenager by, you know, great artists like B.B. King, who had me out on tour with him and Aretha and Ray Charles and all those wonderful folks, Willie Nelson and so many others that invited me to be part of their music.
So your hesitance to, you know, for lack of a better word, to cash in on your dad's discography, to play, I fully understand what you're talking about. Like, well, I want them to love me for me. At what point or what process did you go through to where you could kind of be at peace with your dad's discography? Was it talking to a guy like Shooter Jennings, the son of the late Waylon Jennings, who actually he and I are born on the exact same day, May 19th of
really?
1979.
All right.
I love his show on SiriusXM. You know, you've branched out into a lot of different types of music. You know, there's a little funk, a little soul, a little rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, You didn't make Countach like he did. You know, that was a complete
yeah.
departure. What is it like for the son or the daughter of an artist like that, you know, passes away too early? People want more of, you know, I got to imagine if Jeff Buckley had kids, they would be dealing with a difficult time at this point, because they'd probably be in their 20s at this point. What got you over the hump with that?
Well, don't forget, Buckley was the son of a pretty well-known
yes.
Artist as well. you know, I think that there's nothing you can do about what other people think, first mm-hmm. of all, unfortunately. You can't change people's minds very easily in this world. They have to change them for themselves. And that's just fine. I'm not in the business of changing minds. I am in the business of entertaining and performing and writing and, you know, making music. So for me, I felt like, you know, there was no integrity in just cashing in. Mm-hmm. I also felt like, I had a lot to explore, and I'm a naturally curious person. I want to learn, all kinds of music, and I want to study it. I want to practice it. Even if I never play an Eddie Palmieri song, I want to know how to do it. Even if I, you know, even if I never play a Fela Kuti, song, a Nigerian song, I want to know how it's put together. Mm-hmm. I want to understand it. And so for me, it was an exploration. And it was also about, you know, having my own identity.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, there was just a point in time, you know, I had worked behind the scenes, for 25 years before, I ever performed any of his music and had toured and recorded for 30, you know, before I had played any of his music. It was part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was important to me that his legacy was remembered, and I did everything I could to make sure that, and still do, that his music is heard and used in great films and series, and all over the world. And so it's a, it's a gift, certainly, to be able to promote music that you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, there came a point where I felt confident with who I was and what I was doing and what I had accomplished on my own, and felt like by incorporating his music and paying tribute to him, it was finally at a point where no one was expecting to hear me play his music anymore. And that's when I think it felt most natural.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing it for fame or fortune. I was doing it for the love of the music.
And that comes through. That does come through, because there are children of performers, and we're not going to name names, but you know, either their dad, their mom, or their grandfather got famous, and then they get out on stage and they just end up doing kind of almost karaoke, like an impersonation of their person. They're not their own artist. And that's a delicate balance that you clearly took the time, and it does take time. You took that time to balance, and it shows out. I got to tell you, you know, as a singer-songwriter and as a person who loves words, an English major, you know, it's usually the lyrics that kind of set my mm-hmm. hair up on end. I got to tell you, the last track on your newest album, of course, we're speaking with A.J. Croce here on the National Defense, Heart of the Eternal is the name of the album, but the finest line, that the string yeah. arrangement in that, my hair's on my arm just standing up right now just thinking about it. Like, that's a great song. Like, what's your favorite track from this new album? Do you have a favorite?
That's one of them. And, you know, it was the last song that I finished. I wrote it on guitar, curiously. And the day I was leaving to go out to LA from Nashville to head out, meet up with Shooter, I was talking on the phone to my girlfriend and I played that song on piano for the first time, and she said, "What's that?" And I said, "It's that song I've been playing on guitar." And she's like, "Leave it on piano."
Yep.
You know? So, and I had been kind of toiling over those lyrics because they're so simple, and I wanted to make sure that it was really that with a simple lyric, it's just there's a certain preciousness about mm-hmm. it. I didn't want it to be precious, but I wanted it to be thoughtful. And so it took me a year of just tiny little changes with the words. Finally, on the plane that day, I finished the last verse. And anyone listening to that song is going to go, "What took you so long?"
It is a line. You know, the name of the song is "The Finest Line," and you had to walk that line between being precious and being thoughtful and being meaningful. And
And I think it was the second day of doing basic tracks, Margot Price walked in to say hi to Shooter. She was in L.A., and she heard what we were doing. It wasn't Finest Line, but she heard something else on the record and said, "Hey, if you need a singer or, you know, want background vocals or anything, let me know. I'm in town." And I looked at that song, and I realized if I broke the verses in half, so it was a kind of a statement or a question and a response or two perspectives, it was this really powerful duet. And that's really how it came about. I didn't know her. It was just kind of a spur of the moment idea. And that's what happened.
That was my next question is it sounds like you do know each other in the song, if that makes any sense. It's a real compliment and kudos to you. That's the Mariano Rivera closer song on the track on that album that, You really killed it. So, we do want to promote while we've got you here. People have a chance to see you all around the East Coast and the Midwest. You are on the road. Croce Plays Croce, where the songbook ends, the story begins. You're going to kind of crisscross your way from Colorado out to the East Coast and then wind up out in California. Tell us about this new tour.
Well, you know, there's new songs, new stories. Obviously, the new album came out, but this is focused on my father's music. We're not a cover band. We're going to be playing his music, but of course, hearing the stories, sometimes even words change in songs you know really well because I might sing the version of the original demo, or I might incorporate music that was on some version of a live take that he did that people haven't heard or maybe haven't heard in, you know, 50 some years. So there are all kinds of surprises in the show, and the stories are what tie it together. I mean, this is really two generations of American music, three if you consider the music that connects us and that inspired us both and was the inspiration for us both to want to perform and write and be artists.
Well, you are going to be in a city near most of our listeners at some point here through the end of October into November. You make sure to check out AJ Croce, AJCroceMusic.com. Is that the website? Forgive me if that's not the correct.
That's it. That's right, Nate. AJCroceMusic.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at AJ Croce, and you can, you know, find tickets or VIP passes if you want to come back and say hi and get a photo. A lot of the shows have those. And as you know, always we take requests. So if you came to hear a particular deep cut of my father's, or for that matter, anyone else, you just shout it out and we'll play it for you.
If someone shouts out Free Bird, you're really going to play that game?
Yes.
Please don't yell anything.
Someone shouts Free Bird every night. I'll play just a second.
Of okay. Ladies and gentlemen, AJ Croce performing Baby Shark. Well, AJ, thank you for being so generous with your time. You know, it is about generations, and with our listenership, with active duty military and veterans, you know, we had a lot of Vietnam era veterans who, when they were making their transition, they were returning home, they were back stateside. You know, your dad provided the soundtrack for them, and now their kids, guys that are my age that grew up listening to it as kids, get to go out and experience it, and you really do leave with a deeper appreciation of not only Jim, but also AJ. And we appreciate the work that you do and appreciate your time being on the show with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You've been listening
to service.
The National Defense.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Step into softness with the carpet upgrade from The Home Depot. Our stylish choices and simple prices make selecting new carpet simple. With our total project price match guarantee and installation starting just 49 cents per square foot, nobody beats our prices. Enjoy our everyday low prices on carpet with the softness and durability to take on anything life throws its way. Refresh with new carpet today from The Home Depot. Base price for standard installations only. Exclusions apply. For licenses, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Hey, as a veteran, you understand how crucial it is to be connected to loved ones, and T-Mobile is committed to helping your community stay connected. With exclusive wireless plan discounts for military and veteran families, those who serve save with T-Mobile. And beyond savings, T-Mobile is proud to be a military-friendly employer and has hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses, and they're not stopping there. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more about their commitment to military and veteran families.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199.
Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jahnke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Disclosure is really about transparency, right? I've always been, I've served my country like many of your listeners out there, and I think we can all agree that transparency and accountability is imperative in any democracy. I am not one to ever disclose secrets. If I ever had to make a choice between national security and disclosure, I will always choose national security. But what I don't agree with is making information classified simply because it's an inconvenient topic to have a discussion about. Meaning, when you make something classified, you protect sources and methods. You cannot classify information simply because information is either embarrassing or to cover malfeasance. And so that's why I decided to write this book. I wanted people to know what was really going on.
And you were a big part of this aerospace threat identification program, the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. And so you were privy to so many of these kinds of information and this data. Is there anything in this kind of data that we need to know about right now?
Yeah, I mean, there are clear national security nexus regarding this topic. Look, when you have advanced technology, that frankly is something that we can't replicate, and an order of magnitude more capable than what we have, that's able to come into controlled U.S. airspace and over controlled sensitive military installations without impunity, and basically be able to come in and out, and there's not a darn thing we can do about it. That's a problem, right? When
yeah.
you are, an aircraft like a F-22, and then something comes in that can go much faster than you, much higher than you, and perform maneuvers that would basically disintegrate your aircraft, that's a problem. And, you know, then you have the flight safety issues that the Navy has reported over the years, where these things, in some cases, are literally splitting a combat formation right down the middle.
We're talking to Luis Elizondo here on the National Defense, former head of Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification. His new book is called Imminent, Inside the Pentagon's Hunt for UFOs. So, yeah, I mean, that's very serious. And so you're telling me that you have witnessed some of these things yourself?
We had ample information. information available to us. And let me make this clear as well. You know, I was the senior ranking person, but I had my own staff. But then there were individuals that were also working with me and alongside me that were my equals and my colleagues. So this was a team effort, and it involved elements throughout the intelligence community. So it wasn't just DOD. And yeah, we had videos and the reports and radar tracks, and there was a lot of substantial information that when you have, you know, let's say an F-18 pilot that is a trained observer that can identify the difference between a MiG-25 and an SU-22 from 10 miles away, 20 miles away, and they're reporting what they're seeing as being something extraordinary, and oh, by the way, it's backed up by radar, and oh, by the way, it's backed up by electro-optical and gun camera footage. You know, you've got three pieces of information all reporting the same event at the same time under the same circumstances. That's very compelling.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very compelling, and especially given the fact that now we're talking about the military witnessing this, and it puts it in a whole other realm. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. 15, 20 years ago, somebody sees a UFO, and it's, you know, they're in a cornfield, and they speak with a southern accent or whatever, and it's one of those things. But now it has moved into a different realm. Luis, what is the reason for not releasing this information?
So you're right. I think we're well beyond, you know, grandma seeing some lights in the backyard.
Yeah.
They're trained observers, and they're interfering with, in some cases, our missions. I think the stigma and taboo is beginning to subside. The American government had a very comprehensive, very robust effort to discredit this topic early on. There was several studies commissioned by the U.S. government, which basically proposed the question, you know, what would happen if we told the American public UFOs were real? You know, now we call them UAPs. And the recommendation was, don't disclose it. We have other priorities right now, middle of a Cold War with the Soviet Union, then Soviet Union. We are concerned as a nation that this could destabilize certain portions of our populace, right? What you might call catastrophic disclosure. But I don't think that's really the case. I've always said I think Americans can handle the truth, and they deserve the truth. I think that decision is up to the American people, not a bureaucrat. And this is part of my problem. This is part of my objection to how this has been handled, because somewhere, somehow, some individual is making a unilateral decision to keep this from the American people and not even tell their own chain of command. That for me is a breakdown in the bureaucracy, and that is one of the primary motivators for me to write this book. Yeah. To set the record straight and let people know.
Absolutely. We're talking to Luis Elizondo here on the National Defense, former head of Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, and the new book, Imminent, Inside the Pentagon's Hunt for UFOs. And, yeah, you're right. It's the terminology has changed. It's not UFO now. It's UAP, or unidentified anomalous phenomena. So that tells you that it's a much bigger category. And Luis, when you're talking about these things, are you talking about a UFO that someone sees, or a UAP someone sees once a month, twice a week? What are we talking about numbers wise here?
I mean, some cases it's daily. You know, I can't go into specifics on locations right now. I don't have approval to do that. But there are specific hotspots that we are concerned with, where in some cases it's almost a daily occurrence, right? So it's almost becoming really the worst kept secret at this point. So many people are seeing these things, and even our military pilots are like, "Look, I've been flying for 22 plus years, and I'm telling you what I saw was doing things that my plane can't do, and you know I've never seen anything." In some cases, no wings, no ailerons, no control surfaces, not even a cockpit.
Wow. I can't wait to read this book, Imminent, Inside the Pentagon's Hunt for UFOs. Luis, thank you for bringing this to our attention, man. This is fascinating stuff, and best of luck with the book.
My honor and privilege. Thank you so much, and a big shout-out to all your listeners.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
This Independence Day, we honor and thank those who've served in our military. Many have made sacrifices to protect our country, including their health. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose the ability to walk, speak, and swallow on their own. Veteran Elizabeth Fassler lives with ALS and is helping to raise awareness about this incurable disease.
I was honored to serve my country, and now I serve in a different way by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.